Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners, wherever you are listening to the show. Thank you. It is much appreciated, whether it's in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I got a Venmo from somebody a couple days ago that said he was listening to the show from New Zealand.
Wow.
So you had to be doing that with the Odyssey app. So
love that.
I mean, that has to be the furthest away that I've ever heard that somebody's listened to the Junks.
Would that make him a Kiwi?
Definitely. I think that makes you a Kiwi. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, you're an Aussie or you're a Kiwi.
Yeah, I think you're a Kiwi if you're from New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, anyway, whatever you're called, thank you. We appreciate you listening from so far away. You got a three-man junk show today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you. And Eric Pickle here as well.
Yep, no problem. I mean, the roads ain't great, but they're markedly better than yesterday. Just, you know, be careful. Obviously, there's ice in the lesser-traveled roads.
Yeah.
You know, a little more covered than the ones that get a lot of traffic. So, you know, kind of stay on the main roads. You'll be fine this morning. It sounds like most places are still closed. They were closed yesterday.
Well, the government and all the major school systems are closed again today.
But if you're a businessman and you want to, you know, open up your shop, your bodega, whatever you got. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
I'll say yesterday, 99% or more of the people that I encountered driving were doing what they should have been doing. They were keeping their speeds down. They were, you know, like minding the rules of the road. They were giving ample following distance until I got halfway down New Hampshire Avenue. And of course, there are three, like, I think they were all, like, souped-up Honda Accords with spoilers on the back.
Well, they were doing their little Cannonball Run business in the snow?
They were just, like, gunning their engines and intentionally fishtailing. And at one point, two of the cars were in front and the third car was in the back. And they blocked all of the traffic for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
Because, it wasn't the full three lanes available because at least one of them is snow covered. You didn't want to travel in that. So then they just sit there for 30 seconds holding up everybody. And then they peel out. And they're just treating it like their own personal, like, slick track go-kart track. And it's just like, I felt like an old man shaking my fist at the sky.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just completely unnecessary. Like, people are just trying to get to their destination. And it's taking you longer anyway. It took me, I think, an hour and 35 minutes to get home yesterday.
Wow, that's a long one.
Well, because I'm going 20 on M Street. I'm going 30 on the BW Parkway. I'm doing 30 on the Beltway.
Like,
you can't do your normal speeds the way the roads were yesterday.
That's a long time.
That is a long commute.
It took me about an hour. About 45.
It's a long time, man.
I actually rolled the dice and took G-Dub Parkway. The problem was, it was only open until Spout Run or whatever. Then you got to cut through, and you end up taking 66.
Yeah,
But it wasn't a problem.
I'd rather drive home 5 hours than take the GW Deathway.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to avoid that thing.
I mean, the BW Parkway was nothing great, but at least I'm used to it. And you're not boxed into, like, one lane with, like, all of your construction apparatus surrounding you.
I have to tell you, the district takes a lot of hits, and I'm a big guy to take shots at it.
Mm-hmm.
The roads of the district, I would say, were better than in Montgomery County.
Here's what I experienced. When I was on the Beltway, PG County, nubs. Beltway's covered with snow.
You're kidding.
Then I crossed into Montgomery County.
It was great.
Pavement everywhere.
Really?
Yes.
What I experienced was, you know, I went home on Connecticut Avenue, largely. Basically the entire way. Connecticut Avenue, well-traveled, as well as could be expected to be plowed. As soon as I got into across, you know, Western Avenue or whatever, and I get into Montgomery County, it's just a slush pile.
Sure.
You know, they haven't done their due diligence.
Right.
I got to give props. I give props to the district.
Here's another reason why it took me like an hour 35 to get home yesterday. Passing Navy Yard, because the sidewalks aren't plowed, but the streets basically are. There are people just walking in the streets.
Yeah.
They're just walking. One guy's lugging like a carry-on suitcase down the street. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know what happened? I can't even go 20 there. I got to go like 10 miles an hour so I don't run this poor dude over.
So I put in my Waze, and I don't know if you guys ever do this, but on a day like today, I just put in, I don't know why, but I did it yesterday. I wanted to stay away from GW Parkway and even the Beltway and bridges and all that.
Yeah.
So I just said avoid highways.
Yeah.
Right? And I knew I wanted to drive through the district. So I still had that setting in this morning. And I typed in 1015 Half Street.
Yeah.
It took me to 1015 Half Street Southwest.
Okay.
Which is just a couple blocks away.
Oh, I had no idea.
It's over there kind of like by the bus station or whatever, the police station.
Okay.
But I was just kind of scratching my head. And I was going,
yeah,
where am I?
Sure.
I know I'm but close.
Yeah.
I sense it.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a second to figure it out. By the way, I came up Main Avenue, which I rarely drive.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's a pretty nice... There's a pretty nice little section of restaurants, and I never go there. It's like a Fogo de Chao, which whatever.
Is that where the wharf is, or is that different?
It's
that separate?
Kind of near, I think.
Okay.
You know, look, it's pitch black. I don't know. Yeah. But that's a nice little section. It's 8/10 of a mile from the station.
Main Avenue needs a PR person.
It needs a
it gets no love.
It gets no
love. It doesn't get anything like Connecticut Avenue or New Hampshire. It gets zero love.
I was just kind of observing, and I was like, you know what? This is, I mean, listen, I'm sure you get mugged here in 2 seconds, but it's looked yeah. pretty nice.
I don't know. I've only driven through Main
Avenue.
Some
nice restaurants.
A handful of times or less.
The theater there I've never seen before.
I mean, we're big theater guys.
No, but it was just nice. It was yeah. a new theater.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Looked bougie.
It looked bougie.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. It's not far from here at all. So, anyway, be careful out there. You know, again, I think we'll probably get about a 0.2 share today. Can't imagine too many people on the road.
Probably not. Hopefully, those streaming numbers will lift us.
Yeah, let's hope. We need a big, heavy lift on the stream.
Let's get those streaming numbers. Some streamers out there, hook us up. Take care of us.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to see. I told Drabby, I don't know if he handed out an outline, that I wanted to talk about my neighbor had a comment yesterday. And I know you guys will get a kick out of this. So, of course, as it's snowing... My wife is a busybody. Like, she just has to be busy.
Yeah.
She's not like me.
Right.
She
doesn't have chill mode.
I do not have to be busy.
Right.
I have the opposite gene.
Sure. Yeah.
I have the chill gene. And she can't wait to go out there.
Opposites attract.
She can't wait to go out there and
yeah.
start shoveling.
Right.
And I'm always like, what are you doing? You know who's the greatest shoveler in the world? God. Wait for sun.
Well, that's going to be like a week. I mean, if you wait for this week, it's
you can make that argument.
Might snow even more this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, but it's going to be like 20s, like
I know.
All week long.
I had this thing this morning, and as long as there's some sun out there,
yeah.
you're going to get some melt. But whatever. Do what's legally obligated. We have
yeah.
a sidewalk. Do that.
Sure.
But I don't need a pristine driveway. Like, it means nothing to me. It means zero to me. I don't mind just bowling over whatever snow we have. Means nothing. She, on the other hand, wants a nice, clean driveway.
Yeah.
And she can't wait to get out there. And it's not even a point of contention. Because she knows I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I don't
She
care.
Doesn't even ask.
Yeah. She asked jokingly.
Right.
Right? And,
Eric, are you going to shovel?
And I said, honey, I'm about to be 55 years old. I don't want to have a heart attack and die out there.
Sure.
Yeah. So I could die doing this.
What was the excuse when you were 35, 20 years ago?
I'm sure I had one. She said she came in after my youngest went out there and helped her. I just kind of peeked through the window every once in a while, see how they were doing.
Checking on the progress.
She said
very chivalrous of you.
Our neighbor, he came up to her. And listen. Nice guy. When we're gone, he handles our mail or something. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
nice guy. But we don't have much interaction.
Yeah.
We're friendly neighbors too. We wave to each other.
Do you actually know his name?
I do.
Okay,
I do. But we're just neighbors to the point where
sure.
hey,
you're acquaintances.
You you're... Yeah, they walk the dog by the house.
Yeah.
And say, hey, how you guys doing?
Right.
That's the extent.
Casual neighbors.
That's how I am with all my neighbors. Okay, but very nice neighbors. Mm-hmm. Never had an issue. Whatever. My wife's a little bit more friendly than me, obviously. So she keeps up probably with more people.
Yeah.
She probably knows more names, like the kids' names and stuff. I don't know that. He came up to her yesterday and he goes, you know, he said, I this time of year, I always wonder what kind of magic Eric has. And I want to tell him. I can tell you what kind of magic. He said, you're always out here shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen him shovel.
He doesn't even know what a shovel is.
He goes, what kind of magic does he have? My wife would never do this. And She just said, you know what?
He makes a good point.
She said, you know what? He doesn't like to do it.
Yeah.
She says, I actually like to do it.
Dean, hold on. Dina actually likes shoveling?
She likes it.
Really?
She,
that's weird.
This is what she says. I'm not saying this for her. She said this. She said, my dad and I, we grew up shoveling the driveways.
Yeah.
And I like shoveling.
I mean, I do it. And thankfully, my kids and my wife, that everybody pitches in. But I don't like doing it.
No,
it's
no.
just something like you just need to get the driveway clear because you don't want the Amazon guy slipping on your driveway and cracking his head open. And all of a sudden,
you got some lawsuit or something.
You're liable.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to always be vulnerable
to that.
That's
part of it.
I do my, you know, somebody in my house is going to do the sidewalks because I know you got to do that.
Sure.
Got
to keep them clear.
But, yeah, she said, yeah, I just like shoveling.
Man, that's like saying you like cutting your grass. I just disconnect.
And he literally, he's stunned.
At any point, do you feel shameful that that's how people in the neighborhood view you?
You know, it crosses my mind, but and then it just...
You just compartmentalize it and move on.
I mean, it's kind of a flex. I look
I
at it as a flex.
I know. You think your wife driving you around is a flex. Yeah. You got a lot of things backwards.
To me, they're kind of flexes. Like, I got a driver. I got a shoveler. I mean, I don't know, man. She likes to do stuff.
Yeah, why deny her things that she likes?
You want me to deny her pleasure?
I find it hard to believe that shoveling brings anybody pleasure. But I guess, hey,
and listen,
different strokes for different folks.
I'll tell you this, too. Of course, I've shoveled some. But anytime I've shoveled, I end up with a sore back.
Of course.
Yeah, but it's brutal.
You're not going to come out of it unscathed.
Yeah, you don't come out of there unscathed. It's a nightmare.
Got to pay a toll.
It's heavy.
I'm guessing, too,
she does a much more thorough job than you would do. Like, I would guess that Eric would shovel, and then there would be so much ice the next day.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't even get to the asphalt.
No way he follows up with salt afterwards.
No chance.
I told her the night before, put salt down before. And she did.
By the way, this is no joke. I saw a guy like two blocks away when I was driving in. He was removing snow from his windshield with a boot. he wasn't using a scraper. He was using a boot.
I was doing that this morning. I don't have an ice thing,
yeah.
So I just took a shovel.
Okay, but at least that's like a tool. That's like a real like implement and a tool.
It was like a metal shovel. I was like, this might be bad.
Yeah, it might pone your glass.
Pone
your glass.
Yeah, it could, right?
Did you guys see the Austin Eckler video?
No. I did, yes.
So some people were taken aback. Austin Eckler just lives in an apartment community.
He's smart. He's renting. He's not buying.
Yeah. But he's been in L.A. for the last 7 years. And he said he hasn't seen snow.
Yeah.
And he went out there. He had nothing.
He had zippy.
Absolutely nothing. He's like... He was doing a little social media post. He was like, I don't really know what to do. Wish me luck.
Yeah.
I guess maybe he was going to use his arm.
I don't know.
I kind of got screwed this morning, too, because I kind of slept on the car freezing over.
Yeah.
And it took a good 15 minutes for my car to heat up to the point where my windshield wipers would move.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just go out there and start it cold.
Yeah, I kind of slept on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But again, inevitably, after Dee and Kate did a wonderful job, they're shoveling. 4 hours later, I said, you guys realize it's all covered again.
Yeah.
It's all covered again. Another 2 inches.
I'm guessing they got the bulk of it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can see
that's why you got to do it a few times, because a woman can't lift 10 pounds of snow, but she can lift 5 pounds of snow, probably. So you got to do it a few times so you don't have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or you just drive over it, like I did. I just put the car in reverse and just drive over.
Now, if you know it's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, you can kind of get away with that. But it's going to be like
there's going to be some extended cold for
a week.
But you there will be some melting. You watch. That's not going to go away.
Very little.
There's going to be some melting when the sun comes out.
Not a lot. When it's 20 degrees outside, not a lot's melting.
All right. You're right. But it's a big difference when the sun comes out.
Okay.
We'll see. Anyway, that's what happened in my house.
You think the ice melts when it's 27 degrees,
but it's sunny?
It's not cloudy?
I think even if it's 27 degrees, there'll be a little bit of melt, especially when people are driving over it.
Well, that's because the streets have been treated. That's different.
Yeah.
But like on the sidewalks in your driveway, unless you're treating it, that those blickies are going to stay there.
Well, I kind of did treat it, but we pre-treated.
Okay.
I had her go out there and put some put some of that stuff down before.
Now, do you give D?
It's called salt.
Do you give D like a back rub when she comes in, or
do you have hot cocoa waiting for her?
It's kind of a running joke in my family. I just tell her, "Great job,
yeah,
great job."
Positive reinforcement.
It's kind of a yeah.
Man. Here, I got some Swiss Miss for you.
Oh, hot chocolate after being outside in the cold. I haven't had it for a while, but it's good.
You know what?
I did see in our pantry, we definitely have the mini marshmallows. Might have to have that. That is hot cocoa with marshmallows in it.
Who had marshmallows? They're just here?
I think my daughter was like baking something, and there's like a half bag of those little tiny marshmallows.
So you grabbed them?
Well, we'll grab them and stuff them in my hot cocoa later today. I'll act like I'm 6 years old.
I thought you brought them here.
No.
You brought them here. They'd last 10 seconds.
You'd vaporize them. I understand. Vaporize them. Yeah, they'd be gone.
Yeah. Without cocoa, just with fistfuls
right,
of like,
sure,
marshmallows.
Just fistfuls of sugar. Yeah. Pass the sugar.
Literally like bringing cocaine.
Yeah.
Who said pass the sugar? It's been so long.
JP, everybody knows that's Joe Hatcham, World Series of Poker main event champion from down under.
And you remember we interviewed his brother. His brother wanted to go into business
I went to lunch with Brett and his brother.
Yeah.
Tony Hatcham,
maybe? What year did Joe Hatcham win the WSOP?
Nobody cares.
2003, 2004. I know nobody cares. I get it.
Nobody cares.
I understand. All right, coming up later in today's show, Barry Svrluga is going to join us coming up at 9:20. We'll talk Commanders playoffs and more with him. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, tell you how the Caps fared in Buffalo and more. We'll do that next here on The Fan.